For calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
The zip code is 30269.
30269.
Yes, and I'm not trying to take this out on you, but I'm very pissed off because you guys just charged my credit card $59. You guys need to take that off of there. That's how I will call my bank and report it fraud.
Okay, well, I can take a look.
Well, take a look, honey. And I'm not trying to take this out on you, but you guys are very misleading on what you're saying when you're doing stuff. And I just checked when I got off the phone, I just checked my banking stuff, and you guys charged it. I do not want your product. Take it off of there. This is really a big hassle.
Okay, I can take a look. What is your first and last name?
Michelle Head.
Okay, for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
1135 Barbary Lane, Peachtree City, Georgia, 30269. And what is this for anyway?
Stay on the line for me. It's for the meal plan.
A meal plan?
Yes.
A meal plan for what?
It was for a meal plan for the bike, so it was for the mixer. You signed up for a sweet steak server that was partnering with our company, the mixer, and it's for the bike tub.
No, I don't want that.
Okay. Because
if I can't get the mixer, well, I don't want it because I don't think that you guys should say that when you're doing the doing it. But anyways, just please take that off of there.
Okay, because it states it in the website. Now, did you dispute any charge with your banking institution?
They told me to call you first.
Okay. But, yes, it was for the mixer, and it is a sweepstakes serve that you sign up, and they do the drawing every beginning of the month. But the bike sub is like a meal plan, show you how to cut the carbs and boost the energy. But I'll go ahead and get your account counsel, and
okay,
I'll see you place the or today. Now, I can issue a refund of $55.
You can do what?
Issue a refund of $55.
55? It said 59 on there.
Yes, ma'am. I was going to, the $489 is for the sign-up fee, but I'll go ahead and void it off.
Please.
Yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and do that for you. Stay on the line.
Because everybody on a freaking budget, you know, to just throw away money like that, we just can't, honey, I can't afford to do that. I'm just being honest with you. And we're purchasing a home and all of that. I can't do that. And I'm not trying to take it out on you, and I apologize. But when I look at my thing, I'm like, what the? So I can't do that, honey. I'm sorry.
Okay. So what I went ahead and did was
go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I went ahead and did was cancel and refund the account, and I have the cancellation confirmation whenever you're ready.
Just one second. Can I get a pen, please?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. How long does it take for it to come back into my account?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Hold on, honey. Boy, that gets you any kind of way, don't that's what I get for not reading the whole thing. I bet y'all read from now on. Uh-oh. I can't do that. Hold on, honey. Okay. Confirmation. Okay. Hold on, honey. Confirmation number. Okay, what is it?
It's C as in Charlie, 920.
920.
77.
77.
2558.
2558. Let me read it back to you. Susan Charlie, 920-77-2558.
Correct.
And that's for the mixer. And 3 to 5 business days.
Correct. 3 to 5 business days.
It will be refunded, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I do appreciate it. But if it's not, call you guys back.
Give us a call. Yes, ma'am.
And what's your name?
My name is Brianna.
Brianna? Okay, Brianna. I appreciate it so very much. And you did cancel it for me, though, right?
Yes, ma'am. Allow your refund 3 to 5 business days. Thank you for calling the customer service.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.